Hi and welcome. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the glute muscle. The glute muscle is a really incredible muscle. It's the largest muscle with the glute maximus and then the glute med, the shelf, and the glute minor. And the glute max plays a major role in performance, joint health, and aesthetic body, so looking good. Unfortunately though, when we go to work our glute muscles, there is a lot of focus, of course, on growing. But we have a lot of misconceptions on how to create that change and growth. So a lot of us go through workouts and we don't get the results that we want. The glute max creates hip extension, hip external rotation, and hip abduction. So when we look at this and we want to create a certain sense of muscularity, we need to look at the width of the stance that we are using. The stance which helps us to dictate what muscles will be used in exercise, like squats or deadlift. A more narrow stance gives the glutes most leverage to extend the hip. A narrow stance equals stretch on glute fibers, which are wrapping around the pelvis, leverage for them to move the femurs and extend the hip. So many people often believe that the wide stance, lots of abduction, does not give the glutes as much leverage. It keeps them in a shortened position and doesn't allow them to fully stretch and contract. A wider stance might make you feel more like the glutes are on fire, but biomechanically, the glutes don't create that much hip abduction during hip extension. Wide stance means a pre-shortens the glute fibers, leverage for abductors to extend hip from the abducted femur position. So when we look at this, we need to understand that the way in which we stand will help create a more strong glute, so a narrow stance. Now looking at the leg path, as we've talked a little bit about, the hips do not need to create that much abduction during extension. You can feel this yourself. If you overly abduct your leg and extend it, you'll limit extension range of motion. Therefore, when doing the exercises that everybody knows generally with glutes, like glute kickbacks, don't swing your leg out really wide. Keep it slightly outside your hip, but not so wide. After that, we can start to look at another joint that's associated with it, which is the knee path. This goes alongside the leg path. Many people actively push their knees out ways, which when you're using a band kind of makes sense to activate it. But when squatting, we don't really want to do that. This is not necessarily ideal because, again, the glutes will lose as much leverage to wrap around the hip and extend it. And that can be a problem. So it's really important to understand just because you feel a working muscle more doesn't mean it's efficient. Keeping the knees over the toes is usually a better idea. So when you're going to work your glutes, I want you to remember sensation and feel does not always equal efficient. Knees mostly over toes, a narrow stance is usually better. I hope you enjoyed and learned a little bit about the glutes. Have a great day.